scripture this morning. I want to read to you from the book of 1 Kings. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the place, by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, Lord, forbid it me. That I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, again, we ask, Lord, that you would just open these scriptures to us. And Lord, bring the message that we need here this morning. We ask you, Father, to bring. Use me, O God, as you would see fit. Lord, but most of all, we pray that each and every one of us, oh God, would just open our hearts up, break those old stony hearts, Lord, and make us aware of what you have for us. And Lord, let us hear what the Spirit says unto us. Lord, that we might be able just to draw closer to you. Keep us, oh God, in your will. This story that I have just read to you of Ahab being the king, when he was anointed king, he and Jezebel was probably the worst that there was. They had preceded everybody else in being wicked and all these things. And last, I think it was a couple, 3 weeks ago, I brought you the sermon that on the government as to how if you had a piece of property that they wanted for some reason or another, they'll take it. We own nothing. Well, this story kind of goes along with that as to how that King Ahab, there in his team, my house close to it, there was a vineyard, a beautiful little vineyard. Naboth owned it. He had inherited it from his family. His father had inherited it. King wanted it. Oh, Ahab, he liked the looks of it. It's handy to him. He liked it. He said, want to make him a herb garden out there. Yeah. Point was, he wanted it. He wanted it bad. He wanted it so bad, and when he talked to Naboth, he said no. He would not sell it. He wouldn't trade it. He wouldn't give it away because it was the inheritance of his father. Oh boy, that set the king off. He didn't like that one bit. He didn't like it, and he started sulking about it. He started pity party himself, we might say. He went in and he laid down on his bed, he turned his face away, and he all withered up and he wouldn't even eat. He was in such misery. He wouldn't even eat. And he laid there, and I suppose he wallowed in his pity, because he didn't get his way. Well, the story goes on a little bit. And I wonder sometimes when we get our eyes fixed on something, we think, boy, oh boy, if I only had that. If I only had that car. If I only had that motorcycle, if I had that new dress. That's a bad word, isn't it? If I only had that, whatever it is, that new computer, that new TV, that anything you could possibly, oh boy, if I had it, man, oh man, that would do it. We've all been there. We may be there right now, you know. I can remember down through my years of how at different times there were things that I thought I just had to have. And you know, there's one thing that comes back to my memory. Maybe I shouldn't tell it, but I'm going to. It's on me. I can tell it if I want to. When I was just a little fellow, I had to run the community, you know, back then you just went. You went out the door in the morning to play, and sometimes you'd be out there till got hungry. But I can remember as to how I used to go from one place to another, under a garage or someplace and play in the dirt. You know what I'm talking about. That was great. Kids wouldn't even think about that today, would it? If it doesn't cost $100 and you punch a few buttons, it just doesn't get it. But back then we played in the dirt, we made our own little toys or whatever. But I can remember a neighbor of ours who had a chicken coop. A little house had a bunch of chickens in. And out in the outside of the building, they had, of course, the fence around where the chickens run, and they scratched and they done all this. That. But man, right in the middle of that chicken yard, there was a little object about yay big around, I'd say. I can remember it well. It was about that big around, but it was a star. It was in a perfect 5-point star. And a little pan, just a little. You might even say today it might have been a cookie cutter or something like that, but it was too big for that. As you said, a giant cookie. But it was a little feeder that they sprinkled the feed in for the chicken in the shape of a star. I said, man, if I had that. If I had that, I could just take that thing and I could whisk me up some mud and I could put it in there and press it down to it and make it nice. And wait till it dries and then turn it upside down, I'd have me a pretty little star. All that burned in me. And I looked and walked by it there and I'd look in there and I said, that gate ain't locked. There's no lock on that gate, just a gate there. And I said, if I'd sneak in there real easy, I wouldn't scare them chickens too bad. I could get that. That thought, you know, it burned in my mind. I thought I had to have it. I thought, man, if I had that, oh boy, could I have a lot of fun. I could make stars and put them everywhere, you know. Probably wouldn't have done it. But then there was that wee small voice that said, no. No. That's not yours. That don't belong to you. No. That's not yours. Don't do that. Down the road. I had to come back that way though. And every time that I'd go by there, I'd look in here and I'd see that thing and it would be a temptation, you see. It would be a temptation, but there was a voice speaking to me. No, 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 no. You don't do that. It's not cool. Leave it alone. Well,
found out that after a few days, that it wouldn't have made any difference anyhow. Didn't need that little fella. Didn't need that thing at all. Well, that was one temptation to overcome. But you see, even as a wee small boy, I don't know how old I was then, but
not very big.
But God was dealing with me way back then. Even the little ones, your little ones are downstairs, God is teaching them right now. The Holy Spirit is moving, is able to say, no, it's not right. Stay away from that. Ahab was exactly the same. He wanted that vineyard so bad, but he couldn't have it because it was the inheritance of Naboth. He could not have it. He asked him for it. He wanted to trade, barter, buy, or whatever. He couldn't have it. Then comes on the scene Jezebel. She walked in and she looked at their old king laying there on his bed, all wound up in his self-pity and all this and that and the other thing. And she looked on him and said, aren't you the king? And can't you have anything you want? You're the king. All you have to do is just take it. It's yours. She said, looked at him and she said, you don't have any fear, I'll get it for you. She says, I'll get it for you. Mm-hmm. So, she proceeded to take things into her own hand. She, Jezebel, one of the meanest, cruelest, God protected. She protected God. She had her own God. Yes. But she proceeded to, she said, what she'll do. She'll write a letter. She'll use his seal. She'll make an official. She'll use his, she'll write letters to the peoples, to the chief, the priest, to all those that are in charge. I will write them letters and tell them that Naboth blasphemed God. Yes. She took it on herself to write the letters, choose a couple of fellows to witness that he had blasphemed God. Take him out and stone him that he dies. Wow. Can you see how this is building? From the temptation through the lust that he had in his heart for this piece of property. It's building. And now it's come to a point that we start getting action. Devil starts taking over. Sin gets in there. And as she wrote these letters and they did, they read it and they took it to heart. They thought it was real. They thought it was true because they had the witnesses against you. Just as they had witnesses, false witnesses, against Jesus Christ. Same story over again. Those who are willing to lie, to misrepresent the truth in everything, just to get their way. Yes, they told him. They did just exactly that. Naboth. They convicted him on a lie. They took him out and they stoned him. And he died. But there was a prophet that came on the scene. Who was that prophet?
Elijah.
What? Yes. It was Elijah. Yes, I remember. Elijah. The man that opposed old Jezebel, remember? Yes, it was Elijah. He heard about this. And he came down to straighten it out. He called the king aside.
And he told him just exactly what he was. And he told Jezebel.
He said,
the dogs will lick your blood where Naboth's blood was spilled. Ooh, doggy.
It got serious. He got scared to death, the old king.
Yes, because he knew that the real God was talking now.
That he had come upon the scene and he's in trouble. He knew it. And he repented.
He got down on his knees and he repented. He didn't do it, you see, but he allowed it to be done. Just exactly the same. Yes. You may not see him, but you may have one of your fellow workers or whatever to take over and just inform you. And you're just as guilty, or more so, probably, because you involved somebody else. You see?
That's the way it worked. But he told him,
yes, you're going to die. And he repented on his knees and
God looked on the scene and he said, well, he has repented.
He said, I'll not do this to him, but on his family down the way, upon his son.
Gosh, can you see it building? Just for the want of a place to make a garden, a piece of land. And now it has moved on to it's coming up to his, God is saying, your son's going to pay the price.
It's going to take his life.
Wow. You know, sometimes we do things that aren't quite right, and we think we got away with it. But someplace down the way, you're going to pay. He's going to pay. She's going to pay. He told her that the dogs would lick up her blood where Naboth's blood was spilled.
Well, I'm not too good at history, and I'm not too good at names and all like that. But we do find, if you read a little bit farther, where she, old Jezebel, was sitting in a window when a certain ruler, prince, I don't know who he was, came by, and he looked up and he saw her. She had fixed herself up. Boy, I mean, she had hurried herself up through all the pain and all that. She fixed her hair up. She was, oh man, she was a doll.
Yeah. And he looked up at her. He wasn't taken in by it because he knew that she had sinned. And he told them to throw her out of that window on the streets. And they did just that. They threw her out on the streets and she hit the ground and some of her blood was spilled on that street. And the horses pounded over her. And she was completely destroyed, but there was nothing left of her but the skulls and her feet and the palms of her hands. Was all that was left of old Jezebel. And the dog did lick up the blood just now. All because of that little bitty lust. That little thing that you want so bad. Folks, there's nothing worth it. I don't care what it is, whether it's a new car, new TVs, new this, new that, or anything else, or you might like a new house, or you might like to move, you might like this, or you might like that. All these things, yes, you can desire, but when God says no, you best leave it alone. You best leave it alone and turn away from it and go the opposite way as fast as you can and say, Lord, I didn't want that anyhow. Yes. How much better off would the situation have been if old King Ahab had just took Naboth's word for it when he said, no, I won't give you my inheritance. He might have been able to say, well, Naboth, since it's your inheritance and it's so beautiful and all that, well, maybe you just allow me to walk in your garden a little while. Maybe you'd allow me to dress it, have my people to take care of it. He had the power to do it, just to use it, just for a little bit, to enjoy it. And I imagine Naboth would have said, "Welcome."
You see? But no. They had to go around the back door and try to steal it, and lie, and connive to get it. And it wound up costing them, yes, both King Ahab and his son were killed in battle. All three of them destroyed.
And it reminds me that today, in the lives that we're living, we see young people that see things out there in the world with the shiny, the sparkling, look good, absolutely. One thing or another, I gotta have that. But knowing deep in their heart that God doesn't want them to have it. I'll do it at all costs. And believe me, it does cost. When we go out of the will of God and we go on our own and we try to satisfy the lust that's within us, and we've all got it. Don't kid yourself. We've all got it. The lust that's within us for something that we want that we shouldn't have or whatever. It's there. And you gotta fight it. You gotta fight it off. God will help you. Yes, it would have been so easy for old Ahab to say, "Yes, let's be together on this." No. He had to pout about it. And I imagine probably that all of us have seen one time or another our children when they wanted to do something that they shouldn't do, and we said, "No, you can't do it." And they went off to go off to themselves and pout about it for 2 or 3 days. They got over it. God has given us everything that we need. He has given us everything that we need here upon this earth. And He's given us far, far more than that. He's given us the desires of our heart. He has given us everything that we wanted that wouldn't harm us. But those things that God refuses to allow us to have are the very things that will kill us. And will be passed on from generation to generation down through the years. You can look back and see what peoples that have committed great sins and how that they're still remembered. Yes. There's so many things that God can look at us and say, "No, you don't need that. Just take Him at His word." And say, "Well, Lord, I thought I did. We'll make that up. And move on." Because if we yield to that temptation, whatever it is, whether it be something here on this earth, something will harm us. Yes. We sometimes abuse our body, abuse ourselves in such ways. You know, the first, I think I told you this before, the first smoke that I ever took was an old pipe with tobacco in it, and it made me sicker than a dog. He even called the doctor. God was telling me, "Boy, don't bother that stuff." Yeah. Well, yes, down through the years, I did start smoking. Got real bad. Two packs of cigarettes a day. Can you? Whoo-wee. And after that, I just laid them down and said, "You ain't going to destroy me. I'm going to help you." Yes. Walked right by day after day after day. They still ate. Boy, I love the smell. I love the taste of a cigar. It tastes so good. Every time someone would have a baby, I'd say, praise the Lord. we get a cigar. Never forget the last one. Somebody, I don't know who it was, had a baby or something, but anyhow, they gave me a cigar. I said, boy, I got her made now. Yeah, I'll just get down there in the barn or someplace, and I'll light that rascal up. Oh, I got a hype to do it.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was wrong. Yeah, you got a hype to do it. So I light that thing up, and I went into another world. It made me sicker than a dog, and I threw that thing down on the ground and caught it like that and said, hey, you ain't worth it.
Now, God was telling me, and he was reminding me
what he had told me before. Yes. So you see, folks, temptations come. Yes, there will be those things out there that you think you cannot live without. There's this and you do. You'll prepare and all this, that, and the other thing. But if God says leave it alone, you leave it alone. If he wants you to have that, he'll make a way for you to have it. It will come. If it's his will. Won't. You'll get there, partner. You sure will. Yes. You get that. There's not anybody in yours this morning that God hasn't touched. He has healed this body. Every one of us. He has touched us and healed us because he knew
we needed it. He takes care of us.
If we would just allow him to do it. Oh, yes. Sometimes we'll get, no, Lord, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this myself. And we make a mess of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had some good preachers in here. Past week, when we had our thing here last week, I thought, man, if I could preach like that, it would really be good, wouldn't it? Well, God doesn't make competitions. He doesn't put one to another. Y'all like Charles Stanley. You ain't got a Charles Stanley.
Can I say that?
No, you don't. You don't got a Chris Martin. You don't got an Alan Rosenberg. You don't got any of these famous preachers. You just got a little old sinner here that God touched his heart one day and said, you need to preach my gospel. Lord, I can't do that. Well, you'll either do it or you die. So don't look for Charles Stanley up here. Or don't look for any of them others. You look to Jesus Christ and see the message that he has gotten, not the man is bringing. He'll touch your heart if you allow it. Or you can turn him off. And not hear a word he said. Yes. God is good. He just wants to fill us with his love. Yes. To be a family. He wants us to be one in him. And we can be. If we'll just open up this old stony heart and allow him in. Yes. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy. Lord, for touching us and for leading us down through these years. Lord, we've been so disobedient. And Father, we've jumped the traces, Lord. We've got out of the path. We went our own way. And we've done all these wrong ways and wrong things, Lord. But you have brought us back each time. And Lord, we know that each of us that's sitting in this congregation, Lord, we have failed. We have faltered. We have went astray. But Lord, we just depend upon you to bring us back to that straight and narrow. Keep us, O Father, where we need to be. In the name of Jesus, we ask you. Amen.